Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially with a chance to bring back one of our favorite folks in the world, Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. I know. I'm excited, too. Elise Benin is back. She's the founder of Marketing Mentor. So many of you know about her work. She's the author of so many books here. I can't see over the top of the stack. The Art of Self-Promotion, The Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing. Her book for the timid and the shy, Stop Pushing Me Around, which is still one of my favorites, and on. She's our good friend, Elise Benin. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. So you're one of our experts on pricing our products, pricing our offerings. This is such an important thing, and it's for those of us who over the years still do or have deliver personal services, like as a consultant or an advisor or a coach or something like that, where we're doing the project for someone. Pricing that product, pricing that work, is a challenge for a lot of people. And not only coming up with where you're comfortable with it, you're the deliverer, but getting it where the customer likes it enough that they pay for it, right?
Right, and really we're talking about, you know, any service, even if it has a tangible deliverable, like a brochure or a website,
right,
or an annual report. I mean, I work with a lot of creative professionals, so those are the types of things they're either writing or designing. But I just find that a lot of clients think they know what mm-hmm. it should take and therefore how much it should cost.
And it always takes less time than they think it takes less time than it does.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
And it's rooted in ignorance. And the other thing, though, that I realize, and I call these clueless clients, and clueless is not a pejorative term. I myself am a clueless client.
Well, another term is don't know squared.
What is it called? Don't know squared.
Don't know that they don't know.
You're right. Yes, definitely. And so on the one hand, I think as professional service or creative service providers, it is our responsibility to educate through the marketing our clients on what the process is and the value that it brings, no matter how long it takes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that through case studies. You can do that through a process page on a website. You can do that through email marketing. There are many different ways to do it. But I think people get flummoxed when they're faced with one of these clueless clients who don't know they're clueless, as you say,
right.
And think they know what something should cost or how long it should take. And so I've been, you know, working with clients lately on these specific situations that come up and trying to help them figure out how to push back, what
right.
to say, how to price things in a way that the client understands that they're not going to have an opportunity to say it shouldn't take that long or
mm-hmm.
it shouldn't cost that much.
Well, and you know, the you and I both are on both sides of the desk on this, right? We're
mm-hmm.
delivering these services from time to time with those kinds of dynamics, but sometimes we're also the customer, right? And as you say, whenever I'm hiring somebody, it always takes longer than I thought it should. And so, but in defense of the customer a little bit, we just want to make sure it doesn't get out of hand. Sometimes it's not so much the customer is being clueless or difficult or trying to cheat you out of something. It's just that they want to make sure it doesn't get out of hand. What do you think?
Well, again, I think that's a question of communication, you know, that if I, as the service provider, make it clear that I know what I'm doing, I will take care of everything, you don't have to worry about it, here's what you're going to get, and here's how much you're going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
If I establish that, you have no reason to think it's going to get out of hand.
Well, that's true. No, that's it. You've got to set the table the right way in the beginning. You've got to set yourself up for success, don't you?
Mm-hmm. But if I don't do that, then the client has no anchor. They have no foundation. And then, of course, it's kind of like the dog, actually. I had a trainer come in and do a session with me and my dog, and he basically said, you have to be more in charge, because if you're not, he's going to be in charge. And I think that's what happens with clients.
Right, right. No, actually, absolutely. I need your website quickly.
Marketing-mentor.com.
Quick break. We're going to take a quick one and be right back with our good friend, at least Ben. When we come back, I want to see if I can get at least to talk about different types of pricing options that we could think about. That's coming up right after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.